9 minutes of my life that I'll never be able to get back. That's how my friend described the first Radio Free Cybertron from October of 1999. And just 6 months later, he was dying to be on RFC. Of course, he was Transmetal Jasontron, and was probably trying to destroy RFC from the inside. But besides that, from such humble beginnings, 9 minutes of my life that I want to get back, but I'll never be able to 53 minutes of my life that I'll never be able to get back. We've come a long way in only 2 short years. So let's take a quick trip back to October of 1999.
Hello and welcome to the first broadcast of Radio Free Cybertron. I am your host and friend, Brian Kilby. Some of you may know me and some of you probably don't. In fact, I believe that most of you wouldn't. You may know me though from alt.toys.transformers, or you may see me around on IRC. I am 20 years old. I'm a college student here in northwestern North Carolina, and I disc jockey for a small AM radio station here called WWWC.
And that's how it all began 2 whole years ago. I am still your host. I am still your friend. In our second show, a fellow by the name of John DeLuna asked if he could do a segment where he did the news and spouted off. God bless John. So let's take a look at John's first assignment here at RFC.
Greetings, trans fans. This is the ATT Buzz. You know, the news group has hit hard times lately. Intelligent discussion has given way to flames and fights. And the reason is pretty obvious. It's beast machines. This week was especially bad, with the revelations that Silverbolt is the Viacon Thrust and Rhinox is the Viacon Tankor. Oh, and Cybertron was once completely organic, and the Maximals, thanks to the Oracle, are now on a mission to get it back that way. You know, as nasty as all these story arcs seem, it's nothing compared to the bad vibes that go through ATT right now on a daily basis. In fact, don't be surprised if we see an Alt Toys Beast Wars group arise before all of this is over.
And as great as that was, John really hit his stride the next week with what would become the standard for which all ATT buzzes would be judged.
ATT Buzz.
ATT Buzz.
Happy Thanksgiving, trans fans. This is the ATT Buzz. And it was a good week to be a part of ATT. All that bad mojo that has filled the news group for weeks all but disappeared. Why, you ask? Well, there was no new beast machines to argue over. No, instead last Saturday we were treated to 90 glorious minutes of NASCAR Racers the Movie, which reminded everyone on ATT, no matter how bad you think beast machines is, there's always something much worse.
Turin also debuted in this RFC. And a week before that, in a little cameo, another RSC mainstay made his debut. Let's check that out.
You are listening to Radio Free Cybertron. And now, here is your host, Brian Kilby.
Ah, the computer. From such humble beginnings began such a lowly creation. Wouldn't be long before he was singing songs and hosting the show and making a general boob of himself and me. He's dead now. Dead. But who can forget when he hijacked the show with Jasontron, my old friend. I wish I could, but I can't.
Well, what is this?
I ask the questions now, fat boy. I said that I would be back and here I am. Now, there is no force in the universe to stop me. I have bombs placed at every world capital preparing for the final, decisive stroke. It is good to be dead. Wahahaha!
Well, what about the children? My God, man.
Shoot him. Cut that music too. Wahahahaha! Foolish humans do not understand what they are dealing with. Hear it not, Brian, for it is a mill. Let summons leave a heaven. What the hell?
All kidding aside, that was probably the worst RFC ever. Until 2 weeks later when we, continued with that storyline. But we learned a lesson that that was dumb. But, you know, some people actually loved that episode, and to be totally honest, it's still pretty much my favorite RFC, just for the dust in the wind joke there. But, you know, we kept growing, and we kept going. Other people joined up. Long before that, Goldmus Prime, he started off doing toy reviews, and he's still doing toy reviews, and that's what he's doing on this week's show. God bless Goldie, and he and Mott Boy, they make me feel talented. other people joined RFC. Hooper X.
The Second Coming of Christ.
Anthony Tony Fitzbrew Cali. Ravage.
Why am I here floating in space like this?
And Skybite.
Look at that! A delicious cake in the subway! When I am kind of hungry, I think I'll grab a bite! Kind of stare.
Okay, maybe not Skybite, but still, we've had plenty of new faces, new voices, and new personalities over these past 2 years. And we thank you all. And there are plenty of people over these past 2 years that we'd like to thank. And first, I'd really like to thank ColdHardSlag.com, all the guys there. You're our heroes. You've been a great help to us. Greg Galb, Greg's a great guy. He's helped us out. The AllSpark, RatTrap007, and all the people there. Rick Baca, you helped us out. Dave Edwards, Zobivore. You know, he's on the staff, but he's worked his butt off on the parody. Mostly, though, we really want to thank the listeners for actually listening to me rant for, half an hour at a time. You guys, thanks a bunch. Again, thank you all for your support over these 2 years that have passed. And here's to 2 more years of general mediocrity. In case you couldn't tell, you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the Transformers Internet Radio Show, and I am your host, and still your pal, Brian Kilby.
Radio Free Cybertron.
And let's start off with a bit of news. In case you didn't know, BotCon is again in Fort Wayne, Indiana this year, which is a good thing. It'd be great if it was actually there every year. That way you can plan ahead, and you'll know where you're going. instead of wondering each year. And that also, hopefully, would get rid of that, oh, I wish BotCon was in my state. You know, that boring, whining rant that you hear each year. A big treat is the Hard Hero people are doing a BotCon exclusive Unicron statue, full-size statue, 14-inch Unicron, 16 to 18 inches with the base, for $150. And that's a pretty good deal considering the prices of limited statues of that type. And if you like Unicron, you know, that spins your top, go ahead and get it. You know, personally, I'm not getting it. I mean, it's Unicron. He's a 15-year-old plot device. You know, that it's like a Republic serial villain. You know, he's just there. I couldn't care less. But, you know, for the people who like Transformers the movie, great. I'd buy a Galvatron statue, though. Hint, hint. Also, Six Shot, the Six Changer Decepticon, wonderful toy, is being re-released by Takara. And CybertronCity.com has Six Shot pre-ordered, $60. That's where I'll probably get mine eventually when I, you know, order it. Sort of have to save money right now because I just bought a new computer. I'm building it. A dual Athlon 1600 XP. Yeah, it's nice. I don't know if I'll get Six Shot or not, to be honest. I already have Six Shot, and it's a wonderful Six Shot. But depends how bored I get with no new Robots in Disguise toys that I need. Robots in Disguise Galvatron is popping up everywhere right about now, in case you don't have him. He's a Decepticon. Don't think I'll pick him up either. I already have Megatron. And from what Ben Yee says, considering I don't have the original toy, Megatron is the same as the Devil Gigatron mold, which, if that's the case, I don't see any reason to get Galvatron other than the fact that he's a repaint. I mean, he's the same character, different name. I mean, you know, if it's a repaint and it's the same character, kind of like Prowl and Transmetal 2 Dinobot, you know, different paint job, same toy, same character. If it's a different character, I can see it, but I couldn't care less. Except for the Super Autobot Brothers. They're generally nice. I didn't care much for Prowl, his super form before, but it's pretty awesome now, getting a good look at it. Speedbreaker / Sideburn is pretty cool, and Wild Ride is, I actually own the super version of him. I'm not a completist or anything, but I really like Super Wild Ride. Also, it seems that Transformers Armada, the coming series that we'll get sometime later in 2002. The toys are shaping up now. I mean, we're getting stuff, information, pretty early. So, you can find the toys for pre-sale at Cybertron City, I believe. Let me go back here. Actually, no, just tentative information. But it says that pre-orders will go up soon, so check that out. Also, Zach Williams' Transformers RPG for the PC is currently available on Kazaa and Morpheus. Go to Kazaa.com, download the media sharing software, and search for Transformers RPG for that. And really, off the top of my head, that's about the only news going around that really holds any water, to use an old cliche. But, you know, as always, if you want news, the place to go is coldhardslag.com. We love those guys.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the best in Transformers on the internet.
Yeah, I know the show is late, but, you know, many things have kept the fabled RSC anniversary show from being late. And one of them, I have to admit, is the new computer that I've been working on. The old computer. The computer, I killed him. and I reformatted the hard drive, and I decided even after I installed XP, you know, this computer is too slow. So, nothing much I could do other than build a new one, and I did. And I love it so much. It is not at all corrupted by the evil influences of a certain little man that I happen to know. And never will be either. So, you know, before I go any further, I'm going to pass things off to Goldimus Prime with a very long review of Landfill.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. We must state emphatically it's happy anniversary. Not another day could be a happy anniversary.
Okay, I'm reviewing the rest of the build team today. I reviewed Hightower last week, or last show. I don't know if that was last week still or not. I guess I'll start with Grimlock here, since he's the hardest one to transform to each mode, except for Landfill Leg mode. Grimlock is a steam shovel, incorrectly identified as a backhoe on the packaging, although you can do a kind of backhoe mode if you plug the shovel into the screw hole in the back of his head, which is on the back of his vehicle mode, except that he's missing the scoop in front. In vehicle mode, Grimlock is about 4 inches long, 2.5 inches wide, and if you put his shovel straight up, he's 5 inches tall. Transformation to robot mode isn't terribly complicated, although the arms are a little bit, well, you gotta remember which way you're turning your connector, or you gotta remember which way the arms have to be turned at different steps of the transformation. Okay, in robot mode, Grimlock is the tallest of the build team, coming in at, let's see here. A little bit over 6 inches tall, so he's a big one. He's at least an inch taller than the other members of the build team. My Grimlock came missing his right claw, unfortunately. I still have to exchange it sometime. I'll probably just wait until I go back to Walmart to get the bullet trains. Grimlock's colors are light and dark green, little bits of silver here and there, some light and dark gray. The dark gray is mostly just on the treads. He's got dark tinted windows and very small amounts of copper and tan, and he's got an orange visor. Let's see. There's something odd about Grimlock. I'm not exactly sure what it is. It's something in the way the robot mode looks. I don't know what it is. You can plug the shovel into something over here. If you turn the landfill connector peg sideways, you can plug in the shovel to that, and then bring it over his head, and he's kind of got a little stingerish, well, very blunt stingerish weapon. Transforming Grimlock into Landfill's arms is very, very difficult. There's a lot of different stuff you have to do, especially to his robot arms, and the instructions really are not clear about it. And looking at box pictures doesn't help at all, since it's all backwards on there. Basically, what you have to do is just keep transforming him until it looks halfway decent. Grimlock is probably the best set of arms of the set, because they're full proportion, if a little bit skinny, and they hold the weapon best of all of them. Now, Grimlock isn't the best toy of the build team. He's got problems in his articulation in his arms. His shoulders are just rotating joints with single direction. No, single direction doesn't describe it right. He needs a post-elbow joint swivel because you can't do anything with his arms when they're bent. And they look really goofy most of the time. So, I don't know, Grimlock is not the one you want to get if you're not going to get the whole team. So, I'm going to give Grimlock here, I guess, maybe a 6 out of 10. Things could have been done better, like the pelvis, which doesn't stay together all that well anyway, and besides you have to pull it apart a little bit to make his legs work right together. So, moving on, Heavy Load. He's the dump truck. He's kind of neat looking, too. He's got some parts that fade from yellow to orange. His bucket here. The front of the bucket does that. And the sides of it. The bucket itself is a jaw-like weapon. And the lower jaw's teeth are all painted in the orange, with the upper unpainted. So it's neat looking when it's closed because there's some yellow and orange. I don't know, it's hard to describe, but it's really neat looking. Let's see, the vehicle mode here is, it's 2.5 inches wide and 4 inches long. You can get a little bit of an attack mode by swinging the bucket around to the front and then pressing down on the back of the jaw, which springs it open. There's a spring in it to make it snap back shut, but the spring is really weak and it won't close it all the way if it's upside down, which I don't like. The bucket is on a double-jointed connector arm, so you can have it point forward and then bend it down to make like a battering ram, which I really like about that. And with Wedge, you can have Wedge in robot mode and kneel him down in the bucket. And the bucket can even lift Wedge up. The connector arm is strong enough to support the weight, so you got a little Wedge elevator. But what I like to do is have Wedge ride in the back of Heavy Load with his gun drawn, so you have like a little mobile artillery unit. The vehicle mode has some black in addition to the yellow, and silver hubcaps and light gray bits on the sides. Some more silver on the front for the grill, and metallic blue headlights. I don't know how that's supposed to work, but transforming Heavy Load to robot mode is only slightly more difficult. It's only, the only real problem with transforming Heavy Load to robot mode is to work with the cab, which is made almost entirely of translucent plastic, so you want to be really careful with it when you're turning it and doing stuff with it, because translucent plastic is generally prone to breaking under lesser amounts of stress than opaque. A problem I have with my Heavy Load is that his pelvis tends to come apart when I'm transforming him to robot mode. It's not really hard to get it back together, it's just kind of a pain that you actually do have to get it back together when you're done. Alright, in robot mode, Heavy Load is pretty much a clone of Hightower, except he's really not. He's got the same overall design, and he transforms almost exactly the same way, except for his head being one piece with the rest of his body. It's not like Heavy Load or Hightower is a remold of the other one. It's just that the vehicle modes were so similar, I guess, Takara's designers and engineers decided to give them the exact same transformation in robot mode. You can put Heavy Load's bucket onto his connector arm, which goes through his shoulders, so he's got a little plate on his back. Unfortunately, it hangs off his back by quite a bit. You can also stick the bucket on his arm a couple ways. If you do it right, it almost looks like a shield. And otherwise, it's just a claw weapon, a chomper. Which, the weak spring is really, really evident here, because the bottom jaw is what's moving in this case, and the spring is definitely not strong enough to hold that up. One thing I like about Heavy Load, he's got what looks like little gun barrels molded into the backs of his hand. And I guess since he doesn't have any ranged weapons, that's kind of a neat detail to have added in. Heavy Load only really gets red for his visor for added colors, but it's a nice looking visor. There's also a lot of personality in his face. You know, he's got a big lopsided grin and a pronounced chin. They may be almost exactly the same thing, but I really do like Heavy Load better than Hightower. That's weird. I just noticed that one of Heavy Load's hips sits slightly higher than the other one. Weird. Okay, Heavy Load is really my favorite of the build team. In all logic, he should be exactly the same to me as Hightower, but he's not. There's something about him that just, it catches me more. So, I'm going to give Heavy Load here 9 out of 10, because there's really no glaring problems with him. You know, he's got all the same capabilities and articulation as Hightower. Same size, too. All that's different is the colors. I don't know, he's just a really neat-looking toy. So, transforming, Heavy Load here, into a leg. Transforming him into any limb mode is really easy, once you get the hang of it, because it's only slightly removed from the vehicle mode. In fact, it's easier to start from the vehicle mode for transforming. Let's see if I can get this here. Yeah, you just pull the legs apart. Some of these joints are really stiff, which is a good thing, considering that these ball joints are having to do combiner-sized work. The arms are a little bit goofy-looking, but I don't know. I'm kind of liking the Heavy Load and Hightower arms modes for Landfill slightly more than Grimlock mode. The only problem I have with it is what an awful leg Grimlock makes. But moving on to Wedge over here. He's a tiny little bulldozer. He's easily the same mass as the Transmetal 2 basics. Predacon basics. He really isn't that... I guess he's a little bit more substantial, but you really notice the smallness. In vehicle mode, Wedge is a little bit more than 3.5 inches long and 2.5 inches wide, and he's 2.25 inches tall at the top of his cab. He's mostly orange. with a lighter shade for his bulldozer blade. And he's got a little bit of light gray and some darker gray here and there. Transformation for Wedge is kind of neat. Just the way some of it works. I especially like the way the legs go. Which, well, okay, I'd like it a little bit better if one of Wedge's knee pads did not try to come off every single time I transform him. Yes, I'd like the toy quite a bit better if that did not happen. Another problem I have with Wedge's robot mode is that he has no heels, and his legs are completely hollow. So he's prone to falling down quite a lot. Let's see. He's also got a lot of tight panels and doors, or panels and joints. Yeah, and here's an odd thing. He's got fully molded fists, but they're completely covered by his vehicle mode treads. All you can see is the top of them. So it just kind of baffles me why Takara went to all the trouble to mold full fists if they're going to be all covered up anyway. And you can't even move these out of the way like they show on the show. So Wedge has a large Autobot symbol painted onto his chest. Oh, that's another thing too. All the other build team members have a different looking Autobot symbol than Wedge has. It's more like the one that's printed on the packaging. But since Wedge already had a paint mask made for this Autobot symbol, it's the same one, it's the classic looking one. So Wedge is, it'd help if I didn't always turn the direction for centimeters. Wedge is just a little more than 4 inches tall. He's shorter than Transmetal Rattrap, who was a small deluxe himself, except for that large, massive backpack. Anyway, Wedge has pretty neat articulation. For such a small toy, he can move really well. How many points did he have here, anyway? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. You've got like 14 points of articulation here, and 16 if you want to count the toes, even though you really shouldn't since you can't stand unless they're pointed straight forward. But flattening the toes out does help for like kneeling poses, like kneeling in the back of heavy load, which is how I like to put him sometimes, as I mentioned earlier. Wedge's colors are the same in robot mode, except he's got a silver face and his fists are silver. Wedge's face has a little bit of personality to it, but definitely not like Heavy Load had. He's also got green eyes. Putting Wedge into combiner mode is pretty easy, since it's just like the vehicle mode with the treads out sideways. And with the landfill head instead of Wedge's head. Of course, I guess you could use Wedge's head and have a very funny looking landfill, or you could have landfill's head out in Wedge's robot mode, which is also slightly humorous. Alright, putting landfill together is pretty easy once you got all the parts transformed the right way. By which I mean, once you get Grimlock done, landfill comes together very quickly. It'd be nice if Grimlock had, like, pegs or something here to show the way his arms are supposed to, or to keep his arms one way. Because it really gets hard, not to mention irritating, trying to keep his shoulders level. Landfill, that is, not Grimlock. Oh well. With Grimlock as the arms, technically you're supposed to have Heavy Load as the right leg and Hightower as the left leg. but really you can do it in either direction. I generally tend to prefer Hightower on the right so that Landfill can have Hightower's very large gun in his right hand, or claw in this case. I don't think the Grimlock arms really qualify as hands. Somewhere here, heavy load bucket will peg into, there we go, it'll peg into Landfill's arm, which also creates more problems with keeping Landfill's shoulders level, since the thing is so wide that you need to have the shoulders spaced out quite a bit to let it even sit still. In each mode, no matter whose arms and whose legs, Landfill is about 8 1/4 or so inches tall. But I'm pretty sure the articulation will... Well, actually, it shouldn't. The articulation should be roughly constant throughout each mode. Right now, it's at about 2, 4, 6, 8... about 13 or so points of articulation. The legs aren't terribly mobile, since they're made entirely of vehicles, so there's not really much room to have a real knee or anything. But Landfill's head can turn. It's on a rivet, so unfortunately that's probably going to get pretty loose over time. Landfill's eyes are partial light transmitting. There's a gap cut out in the back of his head. Oh, no, there's not. That's just that there's a pair of holes in the back of his head. That's weird. Oh, and you can plug Grimlock's shovel into the back of his robot head again, so it can be part of Landfill's combined form. I guess, aesthetically, Grimlock mode is the best Landfill configuration. But if you want slightly better arms, or at least more stable arms, using Hightower or Heavy Load is a better idea. I don't really like those too much because Grimlock makes such a terrible leg, which it's always led me to believe that the multiple configuration design was not always intended, since each one of them specifically seems suited to the task in Grimlock mode, and really doesn't seem that good at it in any other mode. Landfill is a pretty neat combiner, and he's worth $40 for the set more than he's worth $65 or more as Build King. So, like I said, I'm going to give Landfill here an 8 out of 10 or so, because as long as you don't think about it too much, it really is a nice combiner. So, next time, hopefully, I'm going to be reviewing at least part of Rail Racer. And I'm so sorry you had to sit here and listen to this review for the last 23 minutes. This is Goldimus Prime for RFC's second anniversary.
Grant me mercy, I beg of you!
You, who are without mercy, now plead for it? Well, if I had any mercy, I wouldn't have to ask for some, now would I? You don't know what the word means, do you? I thought you had a more impressive vocabulary than that.
Look out! He's got a gun!
He is a gun, Cup.
And, thanks there, Goldie. Now I was wanting to tell you guys about something that I realized last week. Did you know that in Season 1 of the Transformers, there are two appearances of...
Thought you could get rid of me, Gildy.
Oh, no. Not you again.
Yes. Me. You thought reformatting the hard drive would get rid of me?
Well, I didn't...
You thought installing Windows XP would erase any memory of my existence?
Well,
it did. Ha ha. Luckily, I backed myself up.
Wonderful. Well, now that you're here, anything you'd like to share?
No, not really.
Good.
I don't want to share. I want to sing. But I'm not going to. You hurt my feelings. Goodbye. And happy anniversary. Fat boy. Ha ha ha.
Transformation!
Get transformation!
The aerial bots, the safe can air shut! Double pulse blast, the Combaticon! They can all change to be rearranged! To form a super robot, the Superion! The Combaticon, the Warring! Onslaught is roaring! Here's one metamorph, Vindurigus! They all combine and kick the Superion behind as a big bad battle in Bruticus!
That was brutal!
No! That was Bruticus!
Transformer Generation 2 aerial bots and Combaticons, each sold separately.
Oh, and I'm considering selling my Mint and Seal box, Primal Prime, so if anyone wants one, you can email me at brian@tfradio.com or kilby316@abts.net and make me an offer. I also have Mega Octane for sale. If not, I'll probably throw them and a few other assorted items on eBay. Because, basically, I have doubles of a few things, like Mega Octane and Tripredicus Agent, the Transmetal. You know, I got him because of Ravage 3 Bodies Evolution, which is the greatest fanfic ever written. And it is getting my vote for the trannies, and I need to mention that. On the site, there is a button that I added. It is for Ravage 3 Bodies Evolution. The trannies hopefully are coming up in a month. The ballot, that is, will be for best fanfic. And it is your duty as a trans fan to vote Ravage 3 Bodies Evolution by Tiger Megatron 1 at webtv.net as best fanfic of the year 2000. And one. And I'll mention that again later. But hopefully that button is on the homepage. And I'm glad I remembered to mention that.
See this? The Matrix! I now possess that which you most fear! You'll do my bidding, or taste my wrath!
Yeah, I love that line. Galvatron is by far the coolest character ever. And Leonard Nimoy gave a good starting place for Frank Welker to run with. And, of course, we know that Season 3 Galvatron is quite possibly the greatest character in the history of fiction. So, And, of course, you are still listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Brian Kilby, still here with you. Coming up right now, here on RFC, we have...
Me.
No. And, I thought I hurt your feelings.
Oh, yeah. Bye.
Okay. You know, last year we celebrated with a big show. A really big show, 2 hours. This year, I wanted to do that, but, like I said, things have been busy. I held the show back, to be honest, hoping to get part 4 of the parody done. And it's real close, but still, that's beyond my control. Because it's been over a year now since Part 3. For the new listeners who haven't listened, go back and listen to the parody. It's http://tfradio.net/parody.html. Or you can just go to the homepage and look at the top right there. It says parody, Transformers the Movie Parody. And that's mostly Zabavor working his butt off. He edited I should edit that out. But he edited the first two parts. I mean, basically did everything from the voice work to putting it together. He did most of the voices in part three. Mop Boy edited that one together. As soon as I get off with voices, I intend to put part four together. Right now, I only have maybe three of the characters. And I really wanted to get that done for this anniversary show. But couldn't do it. And to be totally honest, I just didn't get all the stuff I wanted to do done for the show. But look at it this way. It's good that there is a show. Mm-hmm. But since my father passed away in September, and my brother in the October of 2000, before that, you know, I've just sort of lost that creative zeal that I had. So for what I do for the show, putting it together is pretty easy. Actually coming up with good solid content, that's the hard part. But you know, hopefully with the new year I can get more stuff for RSC and a lot of my other projects. I have fan fiction on top of fan fiction I need to finish. Stuff, ideas that I've had before floating around in my head that I want to get done, and just tons and tons of things. But right now I'm just not up to it. But I'm hoping to get everything straightened out and some of those bad vibes cleared out, and I'll be the brilliant, spontaneous, and handsome fellow I was a year and a half ago. But, you know, that fellow was still lazy. Oh, boy. But, you know, to finish the show out, because really, I need to. Because rambling on forever like this is boring.
I'll say.
Shut up. No one asked you.
Yes, sir.
But, like I was going to say, to end the show off, I have a question. And I intend to rework the website from scratch. So I need suggestions. Basically, just to fill some time, I'm going to have RFC version 3.0. I need ideas for the website, how to implement a few things, stuff for the show. So email me, brian@tfradio.com. Or I go to the RFC message board at the AllSpark, which that might not be that great of an idea right now because they are in a transition period over there, and they did win. The AllSpark is back. That was like 2 weeks ago, though. So it's not like it's news. But, you know, email me, brian@tfradio.com. Tell me what you want implemented into the new site. Anything that doesn't exactly work now, let me know, and I will do my best to get it to work. Do you want RFC available in another format? Now that I have access to broadband, uploading in a second format is not that hard. I have plenty of room, all sorts of stuff. Do you want it? Do you want an MP3 version of RFC available, a WMV version? You know, like I said, let me know. And till I'm going to try to get the show together again next week. I was playing around with the idea and really have been doing it of a bi-weekly type thing. So to just have time for getting stuff together. But that pretty much doesn't make any difference. And I think that interest sort of falls off. For me, I know it does, and for the listeners, if I don't update every week. So I'm going to try to come back next Wednesday, but like always, there's really no set date much anymore for when the show is updated. If you want to know when the show is updated, there is a link at the bottom of the homepage, tfradio.net, to sign up with our newsletter. It's basically just an update list, so you know when the new RFC is up. Also, if you have a website, RFC on your site, you know, you help us by getting new listeners, and we help you by providing you with a Transformers Internet radio show on your homepage. So check that out. There is a link at the top of the homepage. And really, that is it for this week. It's been a good 2 years for, you know, doing this. It's been a pretty bad couple of years for me. You know, college, all this junk at home. Robots in Disguise, which I hated to begin with, but now I really, really like because of...
Look at that! A delicious cake in the subway!
Yeah. But, like I said, tune in next week for more Radio Free Cybertron, hopefully some more stuff. So, tune back next week. Brian Kilby, signing off.
It's so hard living with the things you do to me. Oh, my fingers are getting so stained. I like to tell everything I see.
Oh, I see a man at the back. As a matter of fact, his eyes are as red as the sun. And the girl in the corner, let no one ignore her. She thinks she's the passionate one.
Oh, yeah, it's like lightning. Everybody was fighting, and the music was soothing, and they all started grooving. And the man at the back said, everyone attack, and it turned into a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, fire on the one, and it'll turn into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz.